We're reading from the writings of the Rabash, third volume. The article is called Rosh HaChodesh. It's the first day of the month, so to speak. You can ask questions on CAP TV. Selected questions related to the studied material will be aired during the lesson. So once again, the beginning, the first of the month. This month, meaning the month of Nisan, is the head of all month, so to speak. And Chodesh in Hebrew comes from the word month, comes from the word Chidush, innovation. And it's a beginning, and it's a first beginning that the Creator delivered from Egypt, because this is above nature. Only the Creator can do things that are above nature. And since man was born with a nature to have, in which he has a will to receive for himself, he can't do anything which has to do with bestowal. And since this is the only thing demanded from a person to do in this world for his entire intention to be only in order to bestow, nonetheless, when a person begins the work, then he sees that he can't do it. But a person is demanded to ask the Creator to help him to follow the ways of bestowal. But a person has to believe that the Creator hears the prayer of any mouth. Thus, a person is obliged to believe that the Creator delivered us from Egypt, meaning from the desire to receive for oneself. And to the extent to which a person has faith in that, to that same extent can he ask of the Creator for him to get that present of being delivered from Egypt. And only then, meaning when he shall pray from the walls of his heart, then the Creator delivers him from Egypt. Thus, this is the head of month, where before you come out of Egypt, you cannot achieve any innovation of the Torah, of the Kabbalah.
It's a simple matter. We are in a perception of reality which is completely according to our desire to receive. Meaning there is some reality, maybe I don't know, which is outside the boundaries of my body. But I feel that I'm solid. I take some volume. There's some pressure that is exerted on me, of heat and cold, various pressures, gravity, all kinds of influences, seemingly of the wind, waves, meaning I perceive some reality from the outside, but where do I perceive it? Until it reaches my body, I don't feel anything. There could be here some explosions, I don't know what, all kinds of things that are taking place. Unless it comes to me, to my perception, to my vessels, I don't feel it. There may be here some, I don't know, outside of our universe, in other dimensions, all kinds of actions that are taking place, great actions, explosions, I don't know what, but I don't grasp them. I live within my reality in one of many other realities that exist along with that one. And one does not feel the other. As one wave that passes by another wave, it doesn't meet with it. It doesn't feel it because they are in different frequencies. Similarly, us, they may exist in a similar way because there are many worlds here and I live my world. Why? This is part of the total that I perceive, that I sense. Until I begin to feel that my world is actually narrow, small, I suffer from being inside of it. And then it's revealed to me that there is a group, a guide, instructions, books, by which I can come to a state where I would feel all the other worlds, in which I already am, but I'm lacking any senses with respect to them. This entire wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, the wisdom of sensation, the wisdom of perception, of revelation. All in all, this reality is the upper force, the Creator. And if I don't sense it, if I don't perceive it, how can I reach it? So they tell me the following. You need to develop your senses gradually, on your own. Otherwise you won't have any possibility to work with them. You have to control them. You have to manage them. You need to, through them, later explore this entire immense reality. How? We, say the Kabbalists, have found that this is possible to do through exercises. If you will perform those exercises between you and the others who also don't perceive anything of this incredible large reality, but there is this game that you need to play. When you begin to connect, to influence one another, you want to build a society where each one in this group will awaken the others towards bestowal, towards love, towards mutuality, to seemingly rise above your egos. It's as if you're still doing everything because of the ego. Everything is a game, therefore. But this effort, you need to do it. It will give you new discernments. And out of these new discernments, by these new discernments, you advance. You advance. Even though you don't succeed in reaching bestowal and love, but it's like a game. Just do it. Do this game in your own small world. Why do we need that? By this you will feel a deficiency. You will feel discernments, those that you have and those that you don't have. And then with these new discernments, you'll have an attitude, a relation. You will feel that by this you're acquiring new senses towards a new dimension. Suddenly you begin to understand that it's possible to exist not only in your world, which is all built out of receiving, absorbing, into these great expansive worlds that are outside of you, where everything is the opposite. How would you come to feel that it's the opposite? What does it mean, the opposite? By engaging in this game between you. Then you, each and every one, will begin to feel that there is this quality that is outside of him towards the others, even though it's also egoistical, but still you will have some relation to this, like with children. They play in being a pilot, a driver, a cowboy, it doesn't matter what, and this game pushes them forward. This is how we advance all the time in life. So they advise us in our little territory, this little bubble, that we need to do these actions. And those actions need to continue until we feel that we are constantly failing. Who gives us this feeling that we are not succeeding? Precisely that upper force is doing it from above, from outside of us. That force that is outside of our perception, outside of our world, he is actually the one who is failing us, tripping us. He is giving us failure instead of success. Why? In order to stimulate us. He's playing a game with us. It's like a flirt. So that we would want it even more. So that we would truly develop a desire towards bestowal outside of our nature, to the extent possible. Certainly, to do it all the way to the end, as much as we develop our desire to come out of our region, we understand that already that our world is small, it's enclosed. We don't see it because, you know, there are such great masses in the universe, such stars, that the light cannot escape from them. How do you call it in Hebrew? A black hole, right? So much so, the gravity is strong that it doesn't let the light come out. Gravity is holding them. So, with us, we are in such a black hole, and it's closed, and we cannot come out. But we can develop the deficiency to come out. This is called the deficiency without a deficiency. That we're capable of doing. Why? Because the group, if we build it correctly, will obligate each and every one. With that deficiency, without a deficiency. As we see in our world, in our life, I don't want a thousand and one things in my life. When I hear here and there some advertisement, something, and they tell me, it's worthwhile for you, meaning I don't have that deficiency. If I had it, I need some medication. For this, I have a deficiency. But I just sit down, everything's fine, I'm comfortable, I'm good. Suddenly they tell me, you need this, you need that. Look at your neighbor, see, here, there, so many things here that can give you pleasure. I don't need these things. I don't feel that I need to draw pleasure from these things. But they tell me, well, if you try, you'll see that you are enjoying them. Meaning they build in me a deficiency for something for which I have no deficiency. And that's how it is the whole time. This is how society works. We need to build an advertising agency for the spiritual world. Very simple. And it needs to work on us. All the time. And it will build in me a deficiency for something that I don't need. And I have to work in that advertising agency and to know that I'm working in such a way on myself, through the others, through this agency, where it doesn't matter what I do now, that I myself am actually building this false advertisement. But later on, when I would hear it through the others, when it will pass through the others, and I would hear it from them, because it passes through their desires and influences me, I won't even know that it came from me. I will be inspired by this, and I will actually obligate myself to come to that fulfillment. Only because what I do with the others, it comes back to me through them. Through them. Therefore, it's not mine anymore. It passes through them. It is absorbed in their desire. They influence me. They all tell me falsely, you know, it's so good over there. It's so worthwhile. There, it's, look what you have here compared to what you have there. They inflate my mind with those things that they themselves do not believe. They want to sell it to me. They gain by selling me their advertisement. But as for me, I take it seriously. And I invest in it. A lot of effort in order to buy it. This is what we lack. Nothing other than that. In our little bubble, in its, this black hole. It was arranged for us to have the possibility to come out of it. What happens beyond that? After I bought from the society this great desire, yes, I do want to break out of the bubble, but what can I do? I cannot do it. Desire itself doesn't do anything other than the fact that this desire is a great egoistical desire. It's not a desire to bestow. It's a desire, I want to reach, bestow. Why? Because it's good. And this is considered that I'm under the domination of Pharaoh. A very great desire to be the bestower within the desire to receive. That it's very beneficial for me. This gap, this oppositeness, this collision. I want to bestow because by this my desire to receive will be filled up and I become eternal, complete, without any limitations, any distances, any crisis, without all of the troubles, tsunami and money and climate, nothing. I become eternal, whole, whatever. Who doesn't want that? My desire to receive greatly wants that. And along with this, it's not capable of it. And then comes the upper force and breaks my black hole and gives me the possibility to escape from it. Actually, I don't run away from anything. I don't run anywhere. You can draw it as though I escape. I actually remain in the same place, but suddenly I feel that I'm free. Free from that ego, free from that desire to receive. That is all. I suddenly start feeling that that black hole no longer holds the light within it, no longer holds everything within it. It becomes transparent. Everything passes through it now. And I can already feel that all kinds of impressions and influences from the outside pass through it, from other dimensions. Let's say I call these the light of Nefesh, the light of Ruach. This is how we advance. So the main thing for us is to reach, as he writes here, Rosh HaChodesh, the head of the months, the beginning of the innovation. Where the novelty here is that we receive through the upper force the initial quality of bestowal. That's it. But in order to reach that, we have to invite the action from him, from the upper force. Only through connecting the egoistical connection, as much as it is successful or not, that doesn't matter. But building the group, the environment, will bring us that state. Please.
We said that the Creator trips us in order for us to eventually want him. My question...
Don't you know that from life? Usually you see it with animals as well, and also people. The same game between male and female. Right? You need to run after the female until you will have, as we learn in a letter, until the point of hardness, where you feel a great hardness in or difficulty in achieving it, let's say Malchut of Heavens, until you have a very strong desire. So you have to play that game in order to develop that game. And then he says that his semen will be for the blessing. So if you have a strong desire, only then you can reach that connection.
So it seems that the Creator when he trips us, he does it in a very cunning way. And the way it seems to me is that were I to effort myself a bit more, I'd pay more attention, I wouldn't fall. And he doesn't do it so that we'd want him, but he does it so that I aim my finger at myself and I say, maybe I'll do it differently next time, maybe.
He's helping you think that success does depend on you. Because how else? That's why it's called a game. A game is a lie. And this is what we do with children also. So,
what, till he trips me and I'll become despaired of myself, or what?
When you despair of yourself, that's the end of the path. And the people of Israel sighed from the work that for certain, a man is certain now that nothing would help him. But in order to reach this, he has to have the group. That is the only means by which we can reach this novelty. Yes, Meir. If you're going to ask, you need to aim, to intend first.
On the previous lesson, you talked about connection and coming out of ourselves. On the previous lesson, you depicted as if we cancel ourselves. But what's on the way? It seems as if that's the final result. But when this goes on, we're trying to achieve the quality of bestowal. What happens on the way during the process? Where do we feel it? How do we feel it?
What do you care?
Because I'm not there still.
I'm seriously asking, why do you care? Because you only have one direction towards the center of the society. And everything you will discover there. What do you care about knowing a priori? It will be like this, like that. Why do you need all this cleverness? You need to reach a state where you're constantly inside. You're constantly in the inclination towards connecting. You keep demanding from the society to influence you so that you won't forget about it. That's all. So, why do you need to know all this cleverness? What would I feel in the middle later when I'm a psychologist? You're not so with this inclination towards psychology. So, what's with you?
No, it's not about psychology.
I want to reach a state where I'm connected with them in mind and heart, in a permanent state where I'll discover, as we drew. Here, you see that between us, we will discover this yaha, this togetherness, and there we will discover the source, the creator. What do I care what happens along the way? I also want to run through these states along the way, all the way. And if I can, even jump, leap. I don't want to know what's on the way. I want to be in the good thing and on the bad things that I go through along the way for 1 second, if I have to, just in order to feel it, and no more. Both the good and the bad. And I don't even want to remain in the good for longer than that, because I want to reach the end.
But
it's better not to know. It's better to know only one thing. I don't care. I'm now driving to Jerusalem. What do I care about what places I go through? I will go through this because I have to. It's written in my Reshimo, inside my soul. Everything is written. It won't help me. I have to know only that I need to go there in that direction. That's it. And this direction is very simple to reinforce the society, so they give me the direction and it will constantly influence me, so I won't stop on the way. I only depend on it. That's my only free choice. That's my only action. So what else do I need to engage in this psychology?
It's simply that I know that if I'm going to Jerusalem, I have pointers on the way. I know I'm in the right direction then.
No, the right direction, the landmarks are given to you by the society. In you is revealed only the Reshimo. Only. Without direction, without anything. All the rest you receive from the environment. the engine and the direction, let's say GPS, you receive those from the group. You don't know anything about the world. You don't know about spirituality. You think, if I know the spirituality is like this and like that, give me a map, then I'll go. All right, I'll pick up some other guys maybe with me. I have some room in the back. No. It won't help. That chariot in which you're advancing towards the goal is the group, and it is driving. You need to hop on it. That's why I insist that I don't like these psychological states along the way. I'm like this, I'm like that. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah is filled with this. That's true. But why? In order to explain to you how you need to, from each and every state, to still yearn only towards the goal. I didn't answer you, and I'm glad about that. Yes, Eli.
What's this definition or the term group that I have to get landmarks from?
Society group is Malchut of Ensof, Malchut of Atzilut, the divinity. Thousand different words. It's the general creature created by Creator, the general soul. And this is what we call the society in the group. For me, it doesn't appear this way for the meanwhile, because I find flaws. I find my own flaws. That's how I see them. The group, all of humanity, all of reality. This is how I see them. But when I go to discover those things, I discover them as truly each one is the greatest of his generation. Each one is connected to everyone. I'm the only one who's not connected. And to the extent that I draw closer, I see that this is the one creature, and in it, only in it, is how shall I say it, is the entire purpose, the process, everything is only in it. We don't come out of Malchut. Other than Malchut, there's nothing else. Also, what we feel, that seemingly there is the first nine or the previous four discernments or four phases or the three phases before Malchut, doesn't matter how you count it, we feel it within Malchut. We can never come out of Malchut. All the worlds, all the Parzufim, discernments, letters, everything is inside Malchut only. Before Malchut, we don't feel anything. Malchut of Ensof. Where do we know that there is, that there are these four phases of direct light, and the fourth phase is Malchut, until it started feeling something, that it exists and it has shame and it's opposite the light and all of this? How do we feel though? How do we know this? When it already feels itself, discovers itself as such. God forbid, there's nothing before it that we know. All that we know are phenomena within Malchut. What happens after Malchut of Ensof? Restriction, Massach, reflected, the returning light, and all of the worlds, they only happen within this Malchut. All of the worlds are inside Malchut, inside its volume that was restricted. Yes?
Obviously, that as time goes by, you understand that it has nothing to do with the body, it's something more internal, but it becomes something abstract, like the creator, the term group. It's a cloud you can't grab hold of. Toward what am I working? That's what I want to understand.
You're working against general collective desire. Go to people who, let's say, engage in advertisement, sociology, psychology, especially group psychology, and they'll tell you that a society has a particular character. We take 10 people, a different character. We take 10 people and start putting them together. Each one has his own character, but the connection has its own character. It's something different. It's the collective, as we call it. Everyone has various accumulations of his desires, thoughts, qualities of his own. Therefore, everyone is different. When they join together, there is yet an extra ingredient that we got from the connection between them. This is in corporeal reality, in spirituality, because the connection between us is above our egos, in spite of our egos, then this connection of ours has a spiritual value. Even though it's not spirituality, it's only a deficiency for a deficiency without a deficiency for spirituality. But that connection again has already, I say it again has a spiritual value, a spiritual essence. Why? What's going on here? What's going on here is the following. This is our ego. We want to connect above our ego. We want to connect above our ego. I say it as though. It's seemingly a desire to bestow. So it's as if we have a desire to bestow. So even though it's false, this desire, even though there's no substance to it, it's only a game, it's a lie that we perform, but still within this lie we have something that is against the ego, but we erase it and in favor of some spiritual ascent. We want it. Why? Because, like a child, does he know what it means to be a pilot? But he looks, an airplane. What does he care about an airplane? What's in it? Some piece of metal that is resting in the air? Well, I want it. What do you want? What do you find in it? We see on the side of nature comes this urge, and through the game you realize it. Through the game you actually do it. And that's it. And we are the same. We need only to come to seemingly to that mimic, simulate, emulate this same behavior. Yes. The way I feel now in this concept called the world Kli, there is a desire now. They want it. To this extent, to that extent they want it. It's felt. We are beginning to come to the right form. That's true. So what do we do from here? There's this desire, and on the other hand, some feeling that there's no, it's unclear where to move internally, as though we have the desire to move, but we don't know which direction. So it's as though something is holding us, and there's no, well, to connect. Well, when you say this, it's really frustrating, because it's not clear. It's frustrating because you don't want it. Certainly that's true, but I'm trying to also force myself to be influenced,
to discover inside each and every one of us a tendency and inclination towards it despite the ego. It's very important. Despite the ego, I'm making an effort to yearn, to come closer, internally speaking, toward everyone, to keep everyone in spirit, close to the goal. And the main thing is that I can rely on them, that if we're connected, they'll make sure that I won't forget, and I'll only strengthen through the connection with them. That's the main thing that I need in the meantime. Again, I aspire I yearn to connect with them, and I hope that this connection of ours will make it so that I'll get a ceaseless desire from them to bond. That's the only thing I need. From the very beginning to the final correction, that's the only thing that we're demanded to do. Thus it says, love another as thyself is the rule. That's all there is. And that's the only thing toward which we have to go. As opposite as it is, doesn't matter. If you want to realize the program, the plan of creation in advance through hastening, then you have to come from the very opposite, despised thing, but you must develop your steps towards love of others. There's nothing to do about it.
When you say this, and also when we have opportunities now with the general desire of the world Kli, you feel that there is a great void space there that you can go into and ascend between the friends. But somehow it's hard to find that opening, because penetrating inside is very hard.
Because we're still lacking the Arvut. That's the problem. You want it, he wants it, they want it. We still don't feel that we're in complete interdependence, to the point to which if one drills a hole, no one succeeds. It's more or less, there is also a completion here on behalf of the Creator, but that's more or less how it is. And I'll tell you why is it as if so. Because we don't calculate, erasing our stony heart, priyata difandama, and so on, different things that we can't correct. There are things that the Creator is doing for us in the meantime, but gradually He'll pass it on to us. Turn to me, and I shall, that He gives it to us as a loan, and afterwards we have to do that work ourselves. That is what's missing. The mutual interdependence, where I feel that I must care for everyone as much as possible, for me to really be in anxiety for about is everyone connected or not, like a mom's concerned about her kids. Are all well? Do they feel good? How are they? Naturally, she has this concern, she has this care constantly. And whatever a person's concerned about, he'll pass it on to others, and it will return to him. To which extent? To the extent to which he bestows it on to the environment. The environment is a tremendous amplifier for what I'll get in return from them, according to what I invest, according to what I put in. To the extent to which I care for others and pass it on to them, I get in return, multiplied by quantity and quality of the group, it increases my attitude and returns it times as, or manyfold as, or multiplied by the times that I invest it. And if I aim my desire correctly at the group in addition to what I got from the group, now I'm working on it, how do I do it? I fall amidst the way I fall. The Creator, He trips me, and then upon that good desire, that all the good that I got from the group, suddenly I fall into disregard, because if I don't, I got so much inspiration from them, now then I'll work according to that inspiration, then where am I? It's coming from them then. In order for me to add my exertion, I'm given a descent, and then I, because I have no other choice, I'm really starting like climbing out of a hole where I fall and fall and fall until I get out and once again start investing into them. And it's hard, as if everything disappears. What did I get from them? Nothing. And then, once again, I start relating to them that way. Why does it seem to me that it's all anew? Because it's a new level, it's a new degree. I start from scratch, but from the scratch of that degree, which is a higher level on which I was. And it seems to me as greater darkness, greater disturbances, a greater will to receive, because it's a higher level. There's a greater of you there that's still uncorrected. And this is how I advance, and so on and so forth. Oh, Mr. Shiovich, go ahead. Ah, the father Shiovich, father Ephraim. Shiovich Senior.
Rav, I wanted to know, you said that our GPS is the group. How do I examine that this GPS is functioning, is correct, and we don't have some malfunction?
You should check. This is what I asked my teacher. How can I know that I'm studying in the right place? In other words, I didn't say it, but maybe you're a liar. Maybe you're cheating me. Maybe you have nothing better to do. I don't know, there was this one guy there. When I brought students, he said, ask them for Maasel. And Maasel, not like now that it goes for dissemination, he takes it to his own pocket. It was very hard for me to explain it to those guys. But after they paid, one of his sons-in-law came up to him and said, why do you need all of them? Look what you took. Here it's Bnei Brak. We're a holy society. And you've taken from Tel Aviv some nobodies and nothing, and what do they know? You brought them from the center of Tel Aviv, down Tel Aviv, and afterwards I heard the Rabash tell him, look, what do I have? I have a small pension. It lasts only for a soup. Now I can afford meat. You could see that guy, he was 25 years old. He came down, he understood that, okay, obviously, clearly, it's business. Why am I telling you this? You can ask, too. Hey, what's going on here? And you're opening different, I don't know, institutions, classrooms, and for free. Something suspicious here. If you say something's for free, then immediately it's suspicious. There's a question. You have to earn something. You have to yield something off it. Where are you tricking me? Where are you pulling my leg? So I'm telling you, okay. You have to check. You have to see. Only this way. Don't believe anyone. Of course, not for me. Please, you should check it out. Ask your son. Shiovich Jr. Okay, please, go ahead. Our guest from France.
I want to ask two questions. What is the role of study in the advancement? What is the role of study in our progression, in our advancement? What role does study play in our advancement?
But what studying?
Study or violence?
Study. The role of the study in advancement, in advancing. During the study, we operate our desire against, or we activate it, against the light that's around us, that surrounds us, and we want to reach those very actions. It's like a child that plays. I see my grandson, he takes a car, plastic or wood, whatever, and for an hour he's driving around, you can really go crazy. But for him, that adventure is life. It goes up and goes down. You should see. Now, why does nature obligate him to do that? He is advancing accordingly. How is he advancing? By that, he invokes the surrounding light. I'm telling you seriously, the surrounding lights that work on him, and he's advancing then. He better knows how to hold his hands. He learns plenty of details as a result. It's the same with us. When we open a book with a group, with our intention to connect, with the desire to come to what we're learning, I want to be in that. This is what I'm studying. I want this to be a wondrous, magical world, some upper world. I want to be there. I want to be together with everyone in bestowing in order to bestow. So, by reading, I awaken the surrounding light like a child that plays with his toy. That's what the studying is all about. We can't do it without studying or simply connect with others that I simply connect with them. But it's merely the place where I have to draw the light that reforms us. That we're connected, it's only half the condition. Okay, we've conjoined, we've connected. So what now? What do we want as a result of the connection? Because we can't achieve bestowal. We want for the reforming light to influence us. And instead of our egoistic desire to connect, merely what do we want? I want to bestow onto others. Why? Because of my ego. And that's how everyone else is. But all in all, what will bring us salvation is the reforming light. Thus it says, I've created the evil inclination. You have to discover amongst you and the connection between you, the evil inclination. It's only amongst you. The evil inclination doesn't exist in anyone per se, but only in the connection in between us where we hate each other, where we can't even think about each other. That's called the evil inclination. Then we draw upon it the reforming light for that evil inclination to become the good inclination.
But I can feel the evil inclination in me, no?
No. Within yourself, you can't feel anything. All the spiritual discernments are outside you, and only in the connection with others. Spirituality is something outside us, only between us. It's a different dimension.
Another question? If they say that this reality is incorrect, how can I make an effort? It's difficult. Or it's easy, I don't know.
You're given a place where you can exert yourself, because that place is the connection between us. You can work in it, like in any other place in our world, in the army, in some place of business, we want to yield something. You have plenty of groups, plenty of things. It's like playing Monopoly. You, together with someone, are going to win. And we have the approach, the path towards it. Simply look how it's built. We have to achieve connection in order to succeed egoistically. Our ego supports it, so I can start the path, of course. So, to begin with, we're led to do that. A child that grows a bit, at the age of 3, 4, 5, he starts feeling the environment that it's preferable, worthwhile working with others. Till the age of 3, he's still like an animal. He doesn't feel the others. From the age of 3 or 4, he starts feeling that he benefits as a result of the connection. It's our nature to benefit from connection with others. How do we build our society? How do we build all the communications that we have? Look at the communications we have in the world. So don't say that you don't have the beginning for it. You have the very natural beginning for it on your path towards spirituality from this point and on. I'm telling you, everything's set. The problem is everyone's ready, but we're lacking the group, the environment for it, the arvut, for each one to make sure that everyone's connected and are influencing him, as if there is a kind of a lack, a deficiency still in the feeling, where I'm still not convinced that I depend on the influence of the environment over me. We have to advertise that too. And in the meantime,
we'll move on to the announcements. Everything is related to you. Kabbalah La'am is invited you, the viewers at home, students, but from all over Israel, to a fascinating introductory lecture with the best of our lecturers. How we relate to the global incidents and events and how to live reality better according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Tuesday, 3rd of May, 6:30 p.m. in all the Kabbalah centers around Israel. For details, call the phone number or go to the website. It's a free entry, but we ask you to pre-register. An open first day. Kabbalah La'am are inviting you to join us today, starting at 6:30, for an evening of live interactive broadcasts in the channel of Kabbalah La'am. Let's see a short clip about the event.
It's coming. It's interactive, dynamic, direct, live. This evening, I don't exactly know what will be translated, because as you know, we have our meal this evening and we're together, so I don't know what will translation serve this evening, but for sure we'll probably have Parashat HaShavua or one of those shows at 7 p.m. and then we'll see. So see you at 7.